This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated today mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister today launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chinab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur Srinagar Baramulla Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone, laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chinab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said, the Udhampur Srinagar Baramulla Rail Line Project is a symbol of a new empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है. उधमपुर श्रीनगर बारामूला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will not bow to terrorism, adding that unfortunately a neighbouring country is against humanity and even against the livelihood of the poor. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pehelgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families.
ठीक एक महीने पहले पाकिस्तान के आतंकियों पर कयामत बरसी थी. अब पाकिस्तान कभी भी ऑपरेशन सिंदूर का नाम सुनेगा तो उसे अपनी शर्मनाक शिकस्त याद आएगी. पाकिस्तानी फौज आतंकियों ने बरसों की मेहनत से उन्होंने आतंकी जो इमारतें बनाई थी कुछ ही मिनटों में खंडहर में बदल गई है.
Home Minister Amit Shah today launched Bharatiya Bhasha Anubhag in New Delhi. Mr. Shah said it will prove to be a milestone in the direction of freeing the administration from the influence of foreign languages. He said that potential can be fully exploited only when the processes of thinking, analysis and decision-making are in the mother tongue. He added that India will reach its eternal glorious position only by strengthening all the local languages. The Home Minister said that Bharatiya Bhasha Anubhag will provide a strong and organized platform to all languages, incorporating the linguistic diversity of India. The Supreme Court has allowed the National Board of Examinations to hold the NEET PG 2025 examination on August 3, 2025 in one shift. The exam was initially scheduled for June 15. The Apex Court, however, made it clear that no further time will be granted to NBE, the National Board of Examination, for holding NEET PG 2025 examination. A Delhi court would extend the judicial custody of 2611 Mumbai attack accused Tahawur Hussain Rana till the 9th of next month. Special Judge Chandarjit Singh has passed the order when Rana was produced before the court via video conference following the expiry of his previously granted judicial custody. A US federal judge has temporarily blocked a proclamation by President Donald Trump that banned foreign students from entering the country to attend Harvard University. The university has filed a legal challenge urging the court to block the Trump administration's order, terming it illegal. A U.S. district judge in Boston issued a temporary restraining order against Trump's proclamation. Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today launched the Umeed Central Portal in New Delhi. The portal has been established to serve various purposes, including registration of new WAF properties, filing of WAF details, maintenance of the register of OCAF, and the maintenance submission of accounts by the Mutawali of a Waqf. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the week on a firm note, rising nearly 1%. Market sentiment was boosted by RBI's decision to cut the repo rate by 50 basis points and 100 basis points cut in the cash reserve ratio. This easing of monetary policy to boost growth triggered a sharp rally in banking, auto and real estate stocks. The Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 747 points or 0.92% to close at 82,189. And that is the end of this news bulletin.